found him guilty, it just took the breath out of me when they sentenced him. You know, I thought maybe he would just get 5 years or less, and they didn't.
June 5th, 2008. The state of Wisconsin sentenced my big brother to 10 years in prison. I remember my mama came home and announced Cartel's fate, the same way she'd tell us what was for dinner, or ask us to take our shoes off the steps. Still, her words lingered in a thick silence in the June humidity. She couldn't look us in the eye.
Mommy had some kind of basketball game, and I remember having to take her, and I didn't even stay in there. And I just went back to the car, and I just sat in the car, and I remember I was just crying in that car so much, feeling so bad, you know. I just sat in the car and just cried a lot, and I just didn't want to talk to people, you know. Of course, I had a lot of friends, concern, calling, but I just didn't want to talk about it.
Mama took it the hardest. I remember days where she lay on the couch all day. I thought maybe she was just tired from work. One day I walked past and joked she should get up, that she was laying around like a bum. She snapped at me and said, "Some people have real problems or are going through things, Lexi." Even then, just months after my brother's sentence, it didn't hit me that my mom was sad. It may have been because a large part of me was relieved. Dear brother, I know you and me were never close. You scared me for a great deal of my childhood, and I would always feel relaxed when you would spend time at your father's or at grandma's. I see now that these feelings were the kind that made you feel excluded. But I feel like I didn't have a voice when you were around. I was young, I was afraid, and all I knew was Monty and Mama as my protectors. As my big brother, I never felt like you were coming to our defense, or that we were even safe in your presence. Your sister, Lexi. My brother and I are 6 years apart. For half of my life, he's been in prison, and the other half, he was the troublemaker of the house. Then there's my sister, Imani, but we call her Mani for short.
I forgot the question.
She's 2 years older than me, and in many ways, my best friend.
He was kind of mean, so it wasn't as enjoyable, but I guess, you know, he was growing up, and he was, you know, I don't know what people he was around influencing him and his attitude. Him wanting to be on the phone and say I was on the phone or my sister was on the phone, and you know, he would like get on the other phone and, you know, just for me or her to get off the phone, and that was really annoying. You know, sometimes we'd be watching TV and he'd take the remote, and it's just like, you know, your presence is very annoying.
What my sister is describing sounds like typical sibling bickering, but we both know it's more than that. For some reason, talking about it now, it seems dramatic, and it took us a while to figure out what it was about our brother when we were younger that really had us afraid of him. But as we got older, it was a lot easier to point out.
Maybe I think as we got older, we were being, you know, people are exposed to more negative things. You have, it's power in your decisions. And she just wanted us to make good decisions that wouldn't lead us in bad situations. And he went around that. So that was scary sometimes because it led him in a couple. Well, I guess as he got older, and when you get older and more aggressive, so it might have been certain times where he might have got very mad, and my mother probably was fearing for what he could have done or could do. So, due to his temper.
Did you ever fear what he could do with his temper?
Yes.
Like most teenagers, my mom and brother argued a lot. But sometimes these arguments would escalate to a point that left us all kind of walking on eggshells. One minute, Mama could be warning him about the crowd of people he was hanging around. The next, there'd be some kind of scuffle.
January 1st, 2017. Dear Lexi, sorry for the wait. Your letter to me was very touching and perhaps the most sincere I've received in years. It was extremely hard to read your letters a second time due to some of my past wounds and wars you had to witness between Mama and I. I don't know if you know this or not, but I've always felt as if I was a black sheep and the outcast of our house due to the fact that I didn't share the same father as my two little siblings. So I always felt that your mother loved the two of you more than me, still to this day. Cartel.
My brother was the only person in our house without the last name Mason. Even after my parents divorced, my mom kept the last name, the Mason Weathers residence. Except he was outnumbered. He says he was reminded in more ways than just the names. When I visited him back in December, he said me and Monty would go out with our dad and I'd say something like, "That's not your dad. You can't come." I was young, but that sounds accurate. In my head, he was the bully I needed as many breaks from as possible. I didn't realize things I said at 6 or 7 would still sting him all these years later. But I know I said those things, because sometimes it was really hard living with him. One minute he could be laughing and cracking jokes, the next he'd be yelling with these bulging eyes. I remember one instance. I was about 10 or 11. He was about 16 or 17. We were arguing over the phone, and somehow it ended with him choking me until he left a ring of fingerprints around my neck.
Do you feel like me and Monty's behavior changed at all when he went away?
A little bit.
How so?
I think y'all felt a little safer.
That's my dad. Him and my mom got married when Cartel was about 4. They got divorced when he was 11. We never told my dad about the incidents that happened. But I guess you can say he has a strong paternal instinct.
Were there ever instances that we would tell you about that made you think we didn't feel safe about around him?
After he got sentenced, you made a statement. And you stated you wouldn't go back to your mother's house, and by the time he got out, you would be gone.